I'm Zoe. I'm the outreach executive here at CITR, and I'm the organizer for this event. I also run a show with Izzy, who is outside, I think. Yeah, I run a show with Izzy, Hail Discordia, every third Thursday. Thank you all for coming, first of all. I want to start with a land acknowledgement. So firstly, I'd like to acknowledge that we are on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. This is the land that our station resides on, and many of us were not born here, and the ability for us to share in its fruits and its beauties is a significant one. My time on this land of the Hunkaminam-speaking people has taught me about the knowledge held in the earth, the importance of community and interconnectedness of beings and just resilience to the natural world. It really is a privilege to have a platform. We want to use it to talk about the land on which we experience life and build community on, and we encourage everyone listening here in CITR and who is here in the station today to think about how you appreciate and respect the land that you reside on and what it means to you to be sharing this earth with other people. The Cozy Corner series is meant to highlight some of the beautiful black art and the artists behind it in so-called Vancouver. It is also Black History Month and a time to reflect and acknowledge the resilience, virtue, and beauty that is blackness. Celebrating black futures is just as important as celebrating black history, which is why we'd like to highlight some incredible black-led and BIPOC-centered organizations here in the city. The Vancouver Black Therapy Fund and Advocacy Foundation is a nonprofit organization connecting black community members in need of mental health resources such as free therapy and advocacy services. The Vancouver Black Library is a library run by black and BIPOC community members for black and BIPOC community members. In the heart of what once was Hogan's Alley, VBL serves to uplift black liberation, education, community, and joy. The Hogan's Alley Society is a nonprofit organization composed of civil rights activists, business professionals, community organizations, artists, writers, and academics committed to daylighting the presence of black history in Vancouver and throughout BC. The society has been working with the city of Vancouver to ensure that redevelopment of the Hogan's Alley block represents the legacy of the neighborhood's black community, which was displaced by the construction of viaducts. All three of these organizations are doing incredibly valuable work. We'll be collecting pay what you can donations by these organizations right here at the door every month, but this month especially, please consider following their socials, amplifying them, and showing them the love and support that they deserve. So again, thank you all for coming. Everything looks fantastic. Thank you. I want to say thank you to my executive team who have done, just a round of applause for them, an incredible job at helping prep this. But yeah, without further ado, Aliyah Halu.
Hello. I'm so happy to be in like a nice intimate venue. I get to talk at you a little bit at the songs. I read a bunch of music over the last 2 years, and so you're going to be hearing a little bit of new and a little bit of old. This first one was the first one I wrote for my project, I think, like when I knew I was writing a project. It's called Pinball. Yeah. Take it away, Chris. There you go.
Grip your hold on me, devoted like a rosary. I pray for new light grow for me. Make me shake uncontrollably. My nerves just get the best of me. When you make me smile, I hide my teeth. I need to leave, I need to leave. I need to leave. A game of pinball, neon lights and I let you sing the harmonies. They sound a tad off key, but it's soothing. We're both losing. Pinball, pinball. I won't let you fall, let you fall. Pinball, pinball. I won't let you fall, let you fall. And take a deep breath in of that secondhand smoke. You like peeling onions on the body of jokes. I'm running into bad luck. You name it, face matchup. The idea of me, I need to leave, I need to leave. I need to leave. I need to leave. My brain is a game of pinball. Neon lights and neon noise, and I'm losing. I'm losing. I let you sing the harmonies. They sound a tad off key, but it's soothing. We're both losing.
Going back to the oldies, the old Hallelujah music. I was a very angry 16 and 17 year old. And I continue to be a very angry 20 year old now. I don't know, lots of things to be angry about, but like many stories I feel like you'll hear today, a man tested my patience. And I don't take that kindly, guys. And essentially, I felt kind of like belittled, and you know, as an angry 16, 17 year old does, they write a song. This is a song called Buttercup, and it's a little bit of Greek mythology in there for you guys. I'm gonna do the clean version because we're on air, you know, no bad words, family friendly tonight.
You messed it up, Buttercup. You play me up, oh, so crazy. You wear a smile, going round, trying your best to sabotage me. Oh, Icarus, burning wax, I know you're bleeding, but I'm done bending broken wings. I hope you drown, weigh you down. I'll make candles out your spine to light my way back. You're the one who chose to be friends with me. Keeps you up at night. When I pack my bags, you'll stay pellucid. Hey, stupid, everyone knows what you did to me. Commodify my body and my flesh and talk about something that never happened to your friends. I say my thanks to the sun for finishing what I begun. You fucked it up, Buttercup. Hey, sweetie, a little birdie told me the city's wondering what happened. Does your mom know that you keep on writing all those songs about me? That's right, you're getting your very own one. I am the villain you said broke your heart. That doesn't matter, doesn't mean any of this. So I am the villain, I do it. messed it up.
I tried so hard, guys. It's just muscle memory when you're singing. The funny thing about that last tune, my fun little tidbit, is that when I wrote it, it was one of the first times like somebody wrote about my music. I like posted it on the internet, some random blog, based in like the UK, wrote like, "Oh, song Buttercup, Hallelujah, it's a song about love," and I was like, "No, it's not." And it made me think for the first time that like, oh my God, people just perceive things. I am being perceived, and nobody's gonna perceive the things that I like. I thought about it this way. It's a whole other thing. Anyways, one more tune with just me, and then we'll get the lovely Chris back playing his guitar. You know, you can just stare at him, but he's mine. yeah, this is a song from my EP. My fun little story time. I lived in Nelson, BC for 2 years. I don't know why. Don't ask me why I did it. I was 17, and then the pandemic hit, and I was like, I hate everybody. And I moved to Nelson. And is anybody here from a small town, actually? Yeah. There's always one of you guys. Kimberly, oh my God. Well, speaking of Kimberly, I lived in the Kootenays. I lived in Nelson. And you know, what is there to do in a small town? Yeah. So it was a lot of jam sessions and intense partying. And the version I'm going to play of this song is going to be a lot different than what's going to be on the record. I originally wrote this as like a sad, yearny song about being like, oh my God, their only thing to do is like binge drink. Oh my God, I need to pick up a book. That is what all there is to do in small towns. But the version we play usually with the band is really upbeat and fun. But this is a song called Let Me Be Sentimental, but being sentimental for very bad things. Don't binge drink. I know reading week is next week. Take care of yourself. Take some vitamins. Go to sleep. Don't go to that frat party. This is Let Me Be Sentimental.
Crumbs in my bed, so I'll stay in yours. Come home to your place after the show. Tired of swaying to this kick on 2 and 4 in a sea full of genius. Let me be sentimental. Oh, holes in my shirt, so I'll borrow yours. We are in this liminal space, a moment of grace before we're too attached. Deep in my bones, I know something's wrong. In a town filled with nothing, I'm barely sentimental. We're not fixing anything, pretend make it right. Both of us wanted it so bad, never bothering a fight till now. Till now. Oh, holes in my memories, so I'll borrow yours. After the shower, look in the mirror, defog what I don't know. Down the drain I leave the haze, the smokes, the drinks, and I could stand to be sober if I could listen to these playlists from all these kids who come from the suburbs. We're not fixing anything, pretend to make it right. Both of us wanted it so bad, never bothering a fight till now. Till now. Oh, am I a poor princess on a stack of mattresses, bothered by a pee, waiting for an ending? It's never gonna happen. Is it the overdose of estrogen? Cause you hated all my toxic friends. I want a band-aid up my brain so we don't have a falling out. ooh, now it's gone. You're so distant and disgusting. Ooh, I love you more in a sea full of genius. Let me be cinnamon so.
Sick. We're gonna let some more people squish in here. If you're tuning in on the radio, I'm looking at a pretty packed room of lovely people who have let themselves sit down on the ground. While this, I get to talk about my songs. So, if you've never seen me before, everybody, I have a song that actually came out. Today. The song came out today. And with the song coming out, I get to formally announce my first project in about 3 years. It's coming out March 22nd. It's called Eternally Yours. And it is a very reflective EP about my time in the Kootenays and me trying to figure out why the hell did I decide to move from Vancouver to Nelson for 2 years, especially as a black woman. Let's like sidebar that, like, not sidebar, let's focus on that. Why is a black woman as I like, I want to move to the middle of nowhere where there's no one that looks like me and I'm never going to find my hair product ever again. I actually had hair that like went down to like my like really long hair and I chopped it off in between my like 9 a.m. class to my 2 p.m. class, and I tried to gaslight all of my classmates about it. I was like, what do you didn't notice that my hair was this short this morning? You're a terrible friend. I love lying for fun. But this next song is called Manic Pixie Pacifist. Anybody here know what like a Manic Pixie Dream Girl type is? I'm at a college radio station, so I assume some of you guys are artsy little freaks. But a Manic Pixie Dream Girl is like this film trope where it's like the film trope of like the perfect girl that's like, I can fix you and I'm okay with all your problems. You listen to the Smiths? I have blue hair. I am so interesting and I will make you a whole person. And I was that person, and a huge pushover, but I'm past that. But yeah, Manic Pixie Pacifist. And we got Chris back on guitar. You don't have to listen to me play. I get to just sing. Take it away.
Don't call me and expect anything other than my usual apathetic tone. I'm not a cop, I'm not a priest, but you confess it all to me. Who else knows? Maybe I'm just a manic pixie pacifist. You've been living in just a step in your character development. Was I just playing a role when you were taking me home? We took the day to Crawford Bay. I told you I'm afraid to change you in a way. I pity the version of me who carved our name into that tree. Well, I hate the I took the weight and let you walk. You say I'm manifested, but I know the power gets you off. Maybe I'm just a manic pixie pacifist at three of the life that you've been living in. And just a step in your character development was I just playing a role when you were taking me home. Oh, the way you play the victim, it's like you plan what happens next. Was I the cause, a symptom of your savior complex? Maybe I'm just a manic pixie pacifist at the rate of the life that you've been living in. Just a step in your character development. Was I just playing a role when you were taking me home?
All right. How is everyone doing? We all squished around. Is everybody comfy right now? Anybody's like legs need stretching? Everybody good? All right, cool, cool, cool. Yes, on the self-promotion bit. Huh? I have my water bottle up here. Thank you. Thank you for taking care of me, CITR. You're incredible. And I just want to take a quick break and tell you guys about Solidarity UBC. There's a petition on there to support healthcare for BIPOC folks. So when you get the chance, you listen in at home. You can open up your phone, follow Solidarity UBC on your Instagram. Yeah, and sign that petition for healthcare for BIPOC folks. Yeah. And not related to any of that. This is a song about my, you know, 20-something self complaining. I wrote this one. I think this is one of the last songs we finished on the project. And, you know, small town folks, you're still here with me. You know, this is all for you guys. I'm pandering and stealing your whole swag. You know, you know when you go back home for the summer after your, like, year at school, you come back and you're like, oh, my God, everybody here is still lame. I went through that, but, like, in a Vancouver-y way. I, like, went to Nelson for a year, and I came back here for the summer, and I was like, oh, my God, I think I have no friends anymore. as I kill time and find my guitar pick, I wrote this one, came back to Vancouver. I was like, I didn't know who to talk to because I felt like I had spent so much time away. And my buddy Quinn, who I co-wrote some of these tunes with, he's an incredible artist. He's like, I have this guitar thing. You want to, like, write a little bit to it? So this was a little bit of a Quinn idea, because I think he sensed the animosity that I had, and he was like, you want to write a song about all your friends not wanting to talk to you and all of them cutting you off? And I was like, damn, Quinn, you okay, bud? So yeah, this is a song called Heavyweight about all your friends being gone, I guess. All right, let's see if I can make it through this song without messing it up. You get to watch me.
Needles, ink, steel and face, saline spray, CeraVe. Maybe I thought you would like the change. Same brown eyes, same two friends, different jokes and news ends. Maybe you thought you'd stay the same. Pushing to a few missed calls, never followed through. Maybe you thought you would stay the same. A new old phone, numbers changed. I had to get it from your old roommate. Maybe you like going separate ways. Maybe I shouldn't call so late. Oh, no, I debated it all day. I've been fighting the urge to say something I can't erase. Cause what you say could hit like a heavyweight. I called you on your birthday, hoping for some leeway. I felt you let it ring, so I tried a couple times. Your birthday cake in my apartment, the taste of disappointment. I knew you wouldn't call, so I left you just a slice. Wrong place, wrong time, it's bittersweet. Ooh, words drawn out at a tune symphony. Maybe I shouldn't call so late. Oh no, I debated it all day. I've been trying to find some way, something I can't erase. All you said is like a maybe I shouldn't call so late. Oh no, I debated it all day. I've been trying to find some way, something I can't erase. All you say it's like a heavy weight.
Oh, yeah. All right, that was the... I think we're running out of fun songs. Fun songs that are happy-ish, I guess. Again, pandering to all the small-town people. I finished my time in the Kootenays. They let me have a diploma somehow. I am now diplomed in professional music performance, guys. Gonna be a billionaire soon. Look out, Taylor Swift. I am gonna pollute so hard. I am gonna drive my jet everywhere. Once I become a millionaire, it's over with my class solidarity, guys. I'm joking. I have to clarify that I am joking so hard. Please don't cancel me. And so this was one of my favorite songs on the project. I'm sorry. You're not supposed to, like, pick your favorite songs. I guess they're, like, kids or whatever. But if I had kids, I'd have a favorite kid. That's bad. I know. That's evil. But this one was a song I wrote with my friend Quinn as well. I finished off my time in the Kootenays, and I was like, I'm a different person. When I left for the Kootenays, I had, like, the longest curly hair ever. I was a blonde, and I cut my hair, like, up here, like, just above my ears. I looked insane. And I was like, I'm clearly a shell of what I once was. I need to rebrand. And I think with the era of country music coming back, I'll mention this tidbit fan. When we got stuck writing this song, I started writing in a country voice. So as well as unintentionally, not on purpose, I do reference wanting a dream pair of cowboy boots, which was a manifestation. I got the dream perfect pair of cowboy boots. And I do own a cowboy hat that I do wear unironically. You'll see me at the Stampede this summer. Not playing, just wearing my cowboy hat and drinking too much, hopefully. But yeah, this is Postal Code, and it's about that fun fact in adult life that moving does not fix those problems that you definitely already have. All right, you want me to count it in?
Yes, please.
Okay, I can do music. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Cowboy boots. I went blumping, now I'm back in my recession roots. I got a job that makes me cover all my cool tattoos. Ever since I moved closer to the mountainside, I finally see the rain and the scars deep in the sky. This little town is slowly shrinking down to half the size. Maybe it's you, maybe it's me. Maybe the truth just isn't that deep. You asked me to stay, I lied through my teeth. The fall to rock bottom isn't that steep. I can't stop running up. Nothing's fixed by a brand new postal code. Driving Greenwood, the cowboy hat kiss at the party that you stole from me. You know it's hard for me to stop and let a good thing be. I doubled down on things I think you said but never meant. I told my therapist I blame it on the government. I'm growing out my hair and slowly losing all my friends. Maybe it's you, maybe it's me. Asked me to stay, I lied through my teeth. The fall to rock bottom isn't that steep. I can't stop running up. Nothing's fixed by a brand new postal code. I can't stop running fixed by a brand new postal code. Nothing's fixed by a brand new postal code. still cold. Got a job for the summer, but I think I'm still broke. I've been spending all my money on some new used clothes. All these old friends leaving, I just need to recast. I know seasons keep changing, but it's going too fast. I've been running from the present with the weight on my past. I know everybody leaves, I know everybody dies, I know everybody grieves, I know everybody cries, I know everybody, everybody, everybody lies. Maybe I can see it. I know everybody tries to, everybody does. Maybe I just never lied to everybody, everybody, everybody. Maybe I'm just another one of everybody.
All right, everybody. Who had a Valentine this year? That really did not sound good. That did not sound good. That giggle? Anybody have a good situationship story? Anybody? Anybody? I've heard a lot of funny ones from the streets. Yesterday, the streets. I'm not on the streets anymore. Good luck with you guys. I'm locked down. Yeah. Guys, date musicians. It's great. They have to play music with you. I played a gig yesterday with the Couch Jams Collective, which is another great like BIPOC music thing that is in the city. And an amazing artist named Majo came in from Toronto to play. So, so good. So, so good. And Majo, I'm stealing her story. This is full credit. She wore this, like, incredible dress. And she had told me backstage, and she told it on stage, that she had worn this dress, like, for the last three Valentine's Days. And she had gotten ghosted the week before the first Valentine's Day. And then the second year, she was dating, like, a man. And this year, she was just rocking it. I was like, yeah, that's what it is. You know, it is Singles Awareness Day. Could not be me. Good luck with y'all. I don't know. Singles Awareness Day. I hear the streets are tough. Could not be me. Could not be me. Someone as hot as me could not stay single for that long. No. I think if if it's already past Valentine's Day, you just might as well take Hinge off your phone. Just wait till it's basically summer, guys. It's basically summer. Just, like, spend some time reading, take care of yourself. You know, in about 2 months, you'll be able to, like, go outside and talk to real humans, okay? That's my honest advice to you, weirdo UBC students. Could not be me. They wouldn't let me in a real college. I don't know. They do classical music here. Is anybody a classical music student? Okay, thank God. I was going to say bad things about classical music, the program, but anyways, not trying to get canceled. I am your unproblematic friend, okay? Okay, but does anybody have a fun situationship thing going on? Oh, everyone's nervous. I thought I could pick on somebody to be like, oh my God, this person did me so dirty, and it's the 2 days after Valentine's Day. Everyone point and laugh at them. No, I wouldn't do that. I love doing crowd work like this. Believe it or not, I don't get to talk directly to audiences like this very often. And you are, I hate to say it, even though I guess all of you guys struggled on Valentine's Day, you're a beautiful crowd. Yeah, you're a beautiful crowd. You guys look great. I'm sorry it's not going well, but you'll meet the right person. Maybe it's your personality. It's definitely not your looks, guys. I shouldn't have said that. Everybody listening to this in their car right now is wondering what group of people is in front of me. Don't worry, it's just a bunch of college kids. It's like right before reading week, so they deserve a little bit of like emotional torture on top of their exams. Yeah. Good luck with that. Could not be me. Gap year. Everyone drop out now. Don't pay them. I know if I say that, somebody's going to take that a little bit too literally. Just be like, yep, that's it. Right before the exam. I'm out. Yeah, that was a good break. I'm going to refocus, I swear to God. And I'm going to say, but my favorite thing when I was in music school. Not my favorite thing. This was not my favorite thing. But it was really interesting seeing how quickly people disappeared and dropped out. Because it was just, music school is terrifying. It's not always about the art. It's about, like, skill or whatever. But it was just like, hey, what happened to the drummer that was in first year? Oh, he dropped out. It's the second day. it wasn't that intimidating, but don't worry. College is a lot. Good luck. But yeah, this one goes out to you heartbroken freaks. we're getting to like the near the end of our set, so I don't know, grab somebody, beg them to take you out for coffee. I don't know, you guys seem kind of desperate. Make a friend before you leave. Let's do some crying together. All right, Chris, we can start. Oh yeah, no, I think they'll know the song. We're doing a little Frankie Poo, Frankie Ocean for you. If that man releases an album, you won't hear from me for a couple months. But he won't, because he's afraid. He's afraid of the merciless tome. He's afraid. Okay, take it away, Chris.
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Nose is unreal, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live the blonded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right. Keep a place for me, for me. I'll sleep between y'all. It's nothing, it's nothing. Keep a place for me, for me. And now and then you miss me. Sounds make you cry. Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. Oh, I came to visit, 'cause you see me like you have. Oh, that's like never, 'cause I made you use your self-control. Yeah, you made me lose my self-control. Keep a place for me, for me. I'll sleep between y'all. It's nothing, it's nothing. Keep a place for me. Keep a place for me. For me. Oh, oh. I know you gotta leave, leave, leave. Pick up some summertime. Oh, the night, night, night. I know you got someone coming, spinning game. I know you gotta,
I know you know the words, you can join in if you want.
I know you gotta leave, leave, leave. Pick up some summertime. What a night, night, night. I know you got someone coming, spinning. Spitting game. Now you gotta, now you gotta.
Okay. We're getting there for time. But I gotta give some special thank yous, of course. This event is incredible. There's not a lot of music spaces that are dedicated to BIPOC folks in this community, especially living in Vancouver and being like more of an alternative artist. There's not necessarily a lot of folks that look like me, so I'd like to give a big thank you to everybody that helped put this on, and especially... I heard something. I had a little birdie in my ear tell me that there is somebody who had a very special day pass by. So Zoe, I just wanted to give you a little treat from, I guess, me and Chris. You guys also know the word to this song. You better sing this one. Happy birthday, Zoe. Come on, everybody. What's my starting note? I got it. I can sing. All right. You counted it. One. No, I was going to count it four. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zoe. Happy birthday to you. Aging is a very important ritual. Wait, what birthday is it, Zoe? 21. For you audience members listening at home, 21 is the legal age you can go to bars in the States. I imagine Zoe is going to be in Vegas tomorrow putting it all on red. The entire budget for this event will be doubled. I see it. Put it all on red. All on red. You're going to make so much money. You should totally funnel all the CRTR funds into it now that you're 21. That was a joke. That was a joke. Just covering my butt. And on a special note, it is so amazing to see aging, guys. Aging is so great. You know, experience. You're not getting old. You're not getting old. You're not getting old. Your bones don't hurt. If you don't think about it, they don't hurt. Put down the damn vape, guys. That's why you feel so bad. We're heading to the end of the time. I actually have my last song. Any of you guys Hallelujah fans at all? Yeah. This one's an OG. Not really. It came out in July, but I wrote it 3 years ago, and it took 3 years for it to come out, which is really bad. But again, like we started our set, a man tested my patience. A man tested my patience. I was like 17, and I just started really like going out into the great big giant small town that is Vancouver, BC, and meeting people and writing music. And there is this dude that got angry that I wouldn't go out on a date with him and was just like, boo, you suck. You're never going to be a musician unless you go out with me. And I was like, that really doesn't feel like that's how it works. You make beats in FL Studio in your room. I feel like I'll be good. And you know what? 3 years later, haven't heard anything from him. So, you know what? Hallelujah is up right now. But this goes out to all of you Vancouverites, you weird, gross little freaks. You live in Vancouver. You complain that you have no money and no time. But somehow, all you guys are wearing like your little Arc'teryx. Why are you at Cactus Club happy hour every single weekend? Put some of that in, like, your tax-free savings account or something. Terrible financial everybody has. This goes out to the flaky, inconsistent people of Vancouver. I love it here. And you will never take the Vancouver out of this gal. Take it away, Chris.
Spend too long on the expo line. Just for you to be late and whine. Keep hair dye in my washroom for Jason Dean. Gloomy disposition. Got new hair, new piercings. And you don't know how to act around me. Oh my God, I think another useless friend.
Useless.
You need to run when your makeup does. You need to run when your makeup does. In your tank top, chains have you turned your neck green. Mood rings on your bad days, and you're still obsessed with me. Your porch, you swear you're a saint. It's all just a picture you paint. Oh my God, I think I've done it again. I found myself another useless friend.
One more chorus, it sounds so good. That's the music, guys. But before you guys head off and do whatever the hell college students do before an extended break, bad things, I'm assuming, I'd like to again remind you guys that once you get out of here, open up your phones and follow UBC Solidarity, sign the petition link in the bio, as well as to support CITR and the rest of the Cozy Corner series. It is a lineup of two more amazing artists. And it's going to be just as fun as this, I swear to God. Everybody can try and be as charming as me. And the other two artists probably are. I just have a bit of an ego. I don't know if you could tell. Is that a hand up, actually?
Yeah. We hit our goal for the first petition, by the way. But the second two, we still haven't. So please go to UBC Solidarity, like, right now.
Yeah. Like, please sign, like, UBC Solidarity. Yeah. Because we need to get those petitions going. And the best part about college is supporting community. Sign those petitions. If you get a chance, it'd be great if you looked me up on the internet and gave me money. Or just, you know, listen to the music. It'd be nice. Do you guys know how much Spotify pays per stream? Any wild guesses?
60 cents.
Less than that. 0.02 cents. Please give me money. But either way, supporting black art and black music is important. Free Palestine, as always. I'm Halia Hailu. This is Chris Kito. And I hope to see you around, unless I'm allowed to just tangent for the next 10 minutes. Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to hear my opinions on music, I guess? Yeah. I can't. This is terrible. You should not have given me access to a microphone. The Vancouver music scene is ever-changing. If I could also implore you to go out and check out your local scene. There are so many great bands. Screw Ticketmaster. Don't pay $20 in processing fees. I promise you, for $15 at the Red Gate, you'll probably see your favorite band ever and get to hang out with them on that cursed balcony outside. I feel like some of the best friendships I've made are outside of the Red Gate after a weird set where I definitely got beat up in the mosh pit. Yeah, I hope to see you around town at the local shows. My EP is coming out March 22nd. Called Eternally Yours. So songs like Useless, Let Me Be Sentimental, Postal Code, my favorite. Manic Pixie Pacifist just came out, as well as Pinball came out like 2 months ago. Crazy. So crazy weird. Yeah, I feel like, is there anything else I should shout out actually before the end of this? It's just my name. It's just Halia Hailu. Believe it or not, that is my govy name. My mom decided to set me up with nobody ever spelling or pronouncing my name right for the rest of my life. You know, she thought, could you imagine me being like a lawyer or doctor with the name Hallelujah? Would you trust that lawyer or doctor? You're going to jail if I'm your lawyer. yeah, born for the arts, guys. Yeah, my Instagram handle is for you person listening in your car, I guess, driving home, is Halelouya. is my first name, and my last name is H-A-I-L-U. There's only, you know, one Hallelujah Hailey that'll pop up because I'm so special and important. And person listening to this on the radio, look at my Instagram. I'm really pretty, and I need you to like all my posts. I need you to do that. I implore you to do that. The show that you host, Zoe, is called Disco Thrash? Discorder Thrash? I'm sorry. Discord, Hail Discordia. I'm sorry. Is Disco Thrash the other Discorder thingy? I don't know. It's a column. That's what I'm mixing up. CATR Discorder does so many great events. Also, if you make local music, I'm working with Music Waste this year. You should sign your band up. Music Waste is a really cool local music festival that is DIY over everything. It's a volunteer run, and it is held across a bunch of venues in Vancouver. You can get a pass and see a bunch of shows from some of the coolest local bands in Vancouver. The first festival I played was Music Waste, and look at me now. If you know anybody that makes music and they want to play a really cool local festival, sign them up on the Music Waste. I think the web portal's still open. Yeah. I think that's everything I have to say into a microphone. Zoe, please come and take it away from me.